And welcome to One on One with the Pros. I'm Tom Davis, and we have Trevor Dorsey in with us with Regions Bank. A long time no see, about a week. How you doing there, young man?
Good. Are you doing all right?
I tell you, I got to wear roller skates to keep up with you.
Life's pretty busy, but I wouldn't know any other way, I guess. If I don't have something going on, I'm not very good at sitting still, I guess.
Now, at Regions Bank, you're not good at sitting still because there's always something going on with Regions Bank. First of all, for the folks who are not familiar with Regions, tell us a little bit about it, a little background if you got it.
Regions Bank, it's located in Elwood, Oklahoma. It's been around, over 100 years.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it started there in Elwood, and I want to say, and I hope I got this year right, but I think it was 2008. Mm-hmm. Sean Copeland and a group of investors bought the bank from the Lee family, and from there they expanded to Tulsa and then into Oklahoma City and most recently Springfield, Missouri, and then this year, before the end of the year, we'll have a location here in Bartlesville. So we're excited. We keep expanding and growing and trying to meet our customers' needs, meet them where they are, and I think you and I have talked before. In today's world, you don't really have to have a bank right on the corner to take care of you with all the electronic capability through your iPhone, through your tablet. I mean, you can do about anything in banking and not have to have a bank on the corner. However, you know, it is important to have something there for your local citizens and be able to take care of their needs and somewhere where they can come see you and take care of business. Not everybody likes to do the technology banking. But I do know a lot of the younger generation, they're more apt to do everything by phone or tablet. But we still have a lot of clients that like to come in and see us, and we have people there in Nowata that have been at the bank 20, 30, 40 years. And wow, so a lot of those customers still like to come in and see that smiling, familiar face that they've known forever. And, once you get a relationships established with a community bank like that, you know, you have somebody for life that you can go visit with and talk to products and services with and figure out what's best for you and your needs and how to get the most out of your money and help you grow your business or buy your first home, your first car, whatever may be going on in life. And as you said, it's a fast-paced world. I know it sure is for me. It seems like it starts about 5:30 every morning, ends about midnight or later every day. And so...
Well, you know, Trevor, one thing you hit on is the relationships, because when you're looking to buy an automobile or purchase a home, you need that reassurance, and it's something that only a person can provide. And when they have that trust and when they have that relationship with people at Regions Bank, they don't feel so alone. They don't feel like they're going at it all by themselves. They feel like they've got a team behind them, and really, they do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Relationships are important, and, mm-hmm. Banking is like anything. When you need a product or service or you uh-huh. need something, you want to know that you have that relationship where you can reach out and we can take care of you and we know you. So it's not a long, drawn-out process, and we have your best interest at heart. If it's not good for you in the bank, it's probably not something you need to be doing. So we enjoy being able to go through the ups and downs of life with our clients step for step, and there are ups and downs mm-hmm. in everybody's life. And so I think that's one of the true differences, hopefully, that we have is that relationship where we're going to be there for you.
And those successes are so sweet, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, indeed. What kind of products does Regions Bank offer?
Well, all your traditional banking products, all your depository, your loan products. We can do the home mortgage, the car loan, the business loan, mm-hmm. Ag. We do a lot of ag in this market. Of course, we are in a market where ag is Oklahoma as a whole. Ag is a very important industry, but in this part of Northeast Oklahoma, it's a big industry, and so we see a lot of that. But you know, your personal checking, your savings, your money markets, your IRA, any of your depository products. And we try to specialize on some of our depository side geared toward nonprofit. You know, we feel like nonprofit, and there are a lot of those in Northeast Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Bartlesville is a community that's amazing at the number of nonprofits that give back. And those nonprofits really make the community what it is. I mean, they prop up and help a lot of people in the community. And so we've geared some products and services that have zero fees for nonprofits because we want to we want them to be able to take that money and then reinvest it back in the community and the people. And so there, we feel like there's not a reason we should be charging them. We should be helping them make more money so that they can get that money pumped back out in the community. And, you know, again, your commercial loan products. Right now we've got a product. If you're a business owner and you've got some owner-occupied commercial real estate, we can offer up to a 30-year fixed rate on that. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a new product that's really been nice for us to offer. As you're aware in media that recently the Fed dropped the rate a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they had increased it a few times here over the last year or two.
Hold your breath a little bit whenever
everybody puckers up a little bit. And sometimes you have things you want to do, but you may hold off on that because you're not certain what the interest rates are going to do in the market. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're going to see those drop a little bit more. But it's always great when somebody can fix an overhead cost so they know what that's going to be and they don't have to worry about, 2 years from now, is my payment going to be up $600 or $1,000? Or, I mean, you never know because of rates. And so it's important that we continue to develop our products and services to help people even more and help them grow their business or start a new business. I think that's the backbone of America is people that can start and own and operate their own small business, and it's the lifeblood, I believe, of America. And so we really try to focus and help those types of folks. Not that we don't work with anybody, but we see more of that in our area because there's a lot of mom and pop owners in Bartlesville, Nowata, Pawhuska, Caney, wherever you're at. There's a lot of owner occupied businesses and owner operator. And so we feel it's important that we continue to evolve and develop things that help those folks.
And, of course, they are great job providers, too. And probably the number one job providers, of course, is small business. Every town has a big employer, and that's a fact. But they don't employ everyone. And that's what we're talking about, people who are seeing the business horizon from ground zero. They're in it every day, and God bless them. And I got to tell you, that takes a special skill set in order to, one, have the confidence to do it, and two, do it every day.
Oh yeah, I think about small business owners, and you got to give them just a lot of praise for, you got to be at it, you got to go hard every day, and there's a lot of struggles in being a small business owner, and so hopefully we're there to help navigate those folks through the ups and downs of that business cycle. And, there's times where they may need a line of credit, and there's times where things are really good. And right now the economy is really good. And so that's always a plus. We're seeing a lot of people be able to add and expand to their job force. And as you said, that's kind of the main employers in our market. And so we need those jobs. And I've always said, it's important for cities to grow. I'm not saying you have to grow exponentially by X but a little bit at a time.
Never hurts.
If you're losing jobs every year and not creating some, then your city's probably in trouble. So, and I think Bartlesville and the surrounding communities have done well with maintaining and trying to create more jobs every year. And so, hopefully, we can continue that same energy and that same direction.
We're talking with Trevor Dorsey, and he's with Regents Bank in Nevada. Now, when we first opened the program, and if you missed it about 7 or 8 minutes ago, you were talking about expanding and perhaps opening in Bartlesville?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How's that coming along?
It's moving, I think, slower than we would like, but these things take some time, and we do have a building that we're looking at, and we're trying to finalize the lease agreement on that. And then, of course, once you get that finalized, there are some improvements, and you got to get furniture and you got to do some other things, and so we hope that we can get that done in 90 days or less, and should be in before the end of the year, but we haven't been able to pin down an exact date yet, keep your ears open. We'll be disseminating that information out publicly here in the near future. So we're excited. I think we have a lot of customers in the Bartlesville market that are excited that we'll have a location here that'll be a little bit closer and easier for them to access. But again, a lot of those clients can do everything pretty seamlessly through their phone or tablet or computer, and so right now they're doing those things. But again, it's always nice to have that friendly face where you can walk in And if nothing else, just make a deposit, get a cup of coffee, and sit and visit for a minute.
Now, the computer stuff and the apps that are on your telephone, I got to tell you, that puts the end to a lot of sleepless nights for folks, because sometimes life isn't pretty. Sometimes surprises happen, and sometimes we don't work too well with surprises. But when surprises do happen, all you have to do is pull out your phone, and you can see, hey, I got it covered. It's there. Instead of, oh, my gosh, I have to wait till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and, oh, wow, you know, and you run out of sheep to count, you can put your mind at ease because the information is right there at your fingertips for, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake, which sometimes people do, I had a client call me yesterday. He just forgot to transfer some money over, and those things happen. You know, with your online banking app, if you think, oh, man, I forgot to move money, well, 11 o'clock at night laying in bed, you can pull up your online application and transfer some money from your savings or money market to your checking to make sure that you don't get that overdraft fee.
Ooh, boy, nobody likes those. That's a surprise. See what I mean? Nobody likes working with surprises. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey here with Regents Bank. And, you know, once again, customer service has been number one with Regents Bank. And that's why you're expanding from town to town to town to town to town and been in business for over 100 years, you say? Wow, that is just incredible. And it's not only the strength of the company, but it's the strength of your customers that keep coming back to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, it takes our customers to make us who we are. And so, you know, we value those relationships and every day try to continue to grow and expand those relationships, not only with the existing customers, but new clients. So. Mm-hmm.
And whether you need something for the farm, ranch, or if you need a vehicle going into fall, sometimes right around this period of time, car dealers like to see people come in, and they are coming in. And, of course, the bank gets the call usually after that, hey, can we do business? I imagine it gets a little busy around this time.
Yeah, you know, and I think this time traditionally no, I think I was in here one day. Mr. Dunges was in here.
Oh, yeah.
I think this time of year they start offering some specials on. You know, they start getting those probably 2020 models and things in, and so and typically, you know, in the late spring it gets busy. People that are looking for boats or Sea-Doos or RVs, so they're going to the lake or camping out. And so at different times of year, this time of year too, you're starting to get in close to hunting season. You know, somebody needs that. That new UTV or whatever, because they're going hunting. You know, in the ag business, somebody may need an operating line to get all their hay bought for the year. And as you drive around right now, I love this time of year. You can smell they got fresh cut hay out in the pasture. I'd like to roll down the windows. It brings back some good memories of childhood. Although back then we were hauling square bales instead of moving the round ones.
Yeah, those square ones. I tell you what, that made a man out of you. You look like you didn't even have to take the Charles Atlas thing out of the back of that comic book. You were building muscle right there.
No, usually every year, two days rolled around, and you were already in shape because you'd been hauling hay all summer, so it wasn't.
Oh, man. How can folks get a hold of you and maybe see what you got online as far as the bank? And then, you know, give us a few of the addresses, of course.
Well, then go to our website, www.regentbank.com, and they can always give us a call. Our main line that you can call into the bank is 918-273-1227. You'll get a friendly customer service representative, and they'll get you the right person. If it's a car loan, if it's a home mortgage, if it's a business loan, if it's just opening up a personal account, business account, they'll get you with the right folks. And odds are people already know who they want to talk to anyway.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
You know, you can always give us a call and they'll get you in the right place. And you know, and I know on the depository and loan side, a lot of people, it's important for them to call and find out what rates are. And especially if they're thinking about buying an auto or a home, they kind of want to know where they're going to be as far as the rate and the term and the payment and that kind of thing. So we can always give you an idea of where you're going to be at and what it's going to look like if you find what you're looking for.
You mentioned one thing, and I didn't want to go past it and forget it. It's the IRA, and it's managing your wealth beyond your working years. Do you offer different kinds of IRAs or just one particular?
We offer your traditional. We also have a Roth. Okay. And so you know, we encourage people to save for their retirement, and it may not be retirement, it may be a vacation, you know. a year from now, you know, hey, we want to take our family to Disney. Well, we can set you up in a money market or something that where you have that cash is accessible, but also where you're earning some interest on it, and it's not just sitting in a checking account or CD. You know, right now, for the longest time, CDs didn't pay very much, and you know, usually when you got people that don't have loan needs and depository needs, they're not real excited because rates are low, and then rates came up, and those people got a little excited, and then the people that tend to borrow money weren't so happy. So, you know, it kind of fluctuates up and down depending on how the market is.
Got on both sides of the ebb and flow, don't you?
Yeah. If rates are low, usually the people that need to borrow money are happy, but then the people that have a lot of deposits, maybe not quite so much. But rates have been really good on the depository side and the loan side as well. You know, even though Prime got up to 5.5 there for a while, that's still a very good rate in today's marketplace. And again, it dropped down to 5.25, and so hopefully we'll see the Fed decide to drop that again. And you know, right now the economy is really strong, and we hope to keep it that way. And locally, it's been very good, so that's important.
Trevor Dorsey with Regions Bank, thank you for being on with One-on-One with the Pros here on K1.
Thank you, sir. It's good to see you.
Look forward to seeing you again.
All right.
All right, you're listening to K1, the one you trust.